I bless the Lord who counsels me. I set God ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. March 17th, almost 4 months ago, the Feast of St. Patrick. That was the last time we were gathered here together for a sung mass. And it was the last time I've seen the church this full. Between then and between now, a lot has happened. Our lives have been turned upside down. And a lot of things happened which we didn't foresee would happen. We didn't maybe know how to react. But one of the ways that we did react, we're all very good at reacting in this way. We're extremely good at doing it. And that is complaining. We complain very well. We know exactly what it is that disturbs us and that bothers us. And we can tell somebody to the finest detail exactly what it is. And each person might have something different, but there was certainly something to complain about during these past 4 months. And perhaps it's a kind of coping mechanism. It's a way for us to deal with this thing without proper reflection. All of us do it. I think sometimes before I preach, God, he realizes and sees what I'm going to preach about, and then he gives me a final test. And yesterday, we were trying to get everything ready in the church, and there was one thing I wanted to get ready. One last thing I wanted to do for the past 3 weeks. And it didn't happen, inevitably. And what happened? Of course, I didn't pass the test. I complained. So we all do this. And at the end of the day, once we do it, it might be a small detail, it might be whatever it is, it doesn't really help things. It doesn't help us to overcome this thing. And we often feel worse at the end of it. So the question is, why do we do it? Well, it's very human to share things. And we know that when something good is happening to us, we can't keep it to ourselves. We want to share it with those around us. We want to give it and tell people about what was happening. That's human. It's normal. But when it's something bad that happens to us, we have the same kind of reaction. We have to share it with other people. We have to spread that around. And can we say that we have to repress that? We have to not at all share that in any way, shape, or form? No, I don't think that's the proper human way of looking at things either. So there is a way in which complaining can be a good thing. Just listen. If we share things with somebody that we love, somebody that cares for us, it's like he's carrying that burden with us. St. Thomas says that one of the ways for us to deal with pain is that we share it with friends. Because we know we have that bond with them, they, in a certain way, feel it with us, they're going through it with us, and they carry that burden with us. So if we do it in the right way, it can be okay and it can even be good. Because we can't bottle everything up. Because eventually it's going to come out. So it can be good if we keep these two things in mind. The first is if we're not damaging another person's reputation. If we're doing it in a good context that you're not taking that person's reputation away. So kindness, charity, that's the first principle. And the second is, we have to either be seeking a resolution or seeking for a way to accept it. We can't just be complaining for the sake of complaining. That doesn't get us anywhere. That doesn't resolve anything. So we have to have that intention of seeking a resolution, or if we can't change anything, to figure out how we come to terms with it and accept it. Now, there's another way to deal with all of these things, to deal with these contradictions that come our way. And I might even say it's a higher way. And that's by not necessarily looking at all of these negative things that are happening to us, but looking at our life from a different point of view. I think when we're going through very difficult times, we're given that opportunity to reflect and think of what we do have. And these things that we've always taken, that we haven't taken advantage of, and we've just overlooked them. And during a difficult time, I think it's that time more than any other that we have to do that reflection and think about those blessings and those things that God has freely given us. And if we do that, we're dealing with something in a positive way. We're looking at it in a completely different light. And it's helping us not just to focus on what we don't have or what we're complaining about. I think all of us, if we think a little bit, can say that during these past almost 4 months, there has been some good that came out of this. Whether it was drawing together closer as a family, giving you more time to slow down, to think. These aren't bad things. In fact, these are very good things. And one thing that I saw as a priest was, usually the confessions are, all right, let's get everybody in, everybody out before Mass, which we kind of have to do because we don't have a lot of time. But one thing that I thought was, that came out of it was, we had more time. And some people could open up about things that maybe we never had the time for before. So certainly, God always brings good out of something that might seem completely bad. And if we reflect and we think, that certainly has happened to each and every one of us. This past week, we celebrated the Feast of the Visitation. And this feast illustrates for us, I think, in a very good way of Elizabeth's reaction to difficulty. So, of course, you know the story. Zachary and Elizabeth, they were trying for, ever since they got married, to have a child, and she couldn't have a child. And we don't know how old she was, but the scripture says she was well advanced in years. And then she conceives. Now, of course, this was something they always wanted, but any mother will tell you that conceiving at a well-advanced age is not something that is not a prospect you would technically look forward to. But it was something that she saw, her prayer was being answered. Not on her terms, not in the way that she thought it should have happened, but her prayer was finally being answered. And it was being answered in the way that God wanted it to be answered. And her reaction is thanks, is praise. Because she saw that blessing, and she saw in that blessing the author of all blessings. And she certainly would have prayed also this psalm which we pray in the offertory today. I bless the Lord who counsels me. I set God ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. Let us ask for this grace today of facing contradictions and facing trials with a supernatural way, not with the worldly way. And realize that complaining can be done in a good way, but even if we want to go above that, let's look at things when we're going through trials, let's try to look at it in a different way and see how God is touching our life, even through the most difficult circumstances. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.